Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Friday, the last day of June, heading into the 4th of July weekend. Great to have you here on 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Johnny Buck. Governor Snyder today vetoing the bill that would have allowed Michiganders to purchase Choose Life license plates. We'll hear from the sponsor of that bill, find out why he calls that move disgraceful. Also, the Trump administration taking a very different approach towards China than previous ones have, and now we're waiting to see how China will respond. The founder of the China Learning Curve will be here on WILS. But the big news locally here in Michigan this week, a Detroit judge halting the deportation of more than 1,400 Iraqi nationals nationwide. That includes over 100 Iraqi nationals here in Michigan in the Detroit area. Martin Manna is with us. He's the president of the Chaldean Community Foundation, and he joins us on WILS. Martin, great to have you here.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me on.
And you're Chaldean yourself, right?
Yeah, how do you know?
Yeah, somehow I figured that out. Now, what? How did you immigrate? Did your parents immigrate? How'd you get here?
Well, I'm youngest of eight. The last three of us were born in Detroit. The first five were born in Baghdad. So my family came over in the late 1960s, really to escape the Ba'ath regime and the Saddam Hussein as he had come into power.
Mm-hmm. And now, what was it like for you coming in as, you're born here, but essentially an immigrant family?
Well, you know, it's like many other immigrant communities. The Chaldean community is really no different from the Italian community, the Jewish communities that came before them. And frankly, they kind of form similar occupational patterns. They become entrepreneurs, but they're very thankful. They're proud Americans. They're thankful for the opportunities here. And given religious and economic freedom, you know, the community has really excelled here in Southeast Michigan.
Okay, and so is it 114 Iraqis now that have been detained in Detroit?
Yeah, they've detained about 114. There was some additional pickups. You know, that's how that number has grown to about that number. Judge has put a temporary stay of removal, a halt on the deportation. There was a plane that was due to go out June 28th, but that didn't happen because of the judge's orders. But the judge is really looking at, you know, does he have jurisdiction? Mm-hmm. If he does have jurisdiction, I'm assuming he'll probably issue a longer stay. If he doesn't, there'll probably be an emergency motion filed in the Immigration Court of Appeal, in the Federal Immigration Courts, because that's what the government was arguing, that he didn't have the jurisdiction.
Yeah, is this just delaying, though, the deportation? Do you think ultimately they will be deported?
I'm not so sure about that. I mean, if we are a nation of laws, and we should follow all the laws, and there are laws on the books that talk about cruel and unusual punishment, convention against torture. You know, in the case of the Chaldean community, the Christian Iraqis, historically, people who are in this predicament can't or shouldn't be deported to countries in which they'll be put in harm's way or normally persecuted if there's a fear of persecution. That's an easy case to prove as far as Iraq is concerned, given what's happened in that country.
You're saying Chaldeans should be treated differently than the Muslim Iraqis that are facing deportation?
Well, you look at it this way. If you look at what's happened historically for different groups, you know, we didn't send Cubans back to Cuba because of Fidel Castro. We didn't send people back, you know, even from Guantanamo Bay. I mean, these were Muslims that weren't sent back to their host countries because they knew they would be put in harm's way once they got to those countries. So a genocide was labeled against the Christians in Iraq by this country and by many other countries throughout the world. And there are laws that should protect people from being sent back to a place where they're likely to be put in danger or even killed.
Now, you said in your family's case they were escaping the Ba'ath regime. And what are they facing now? If Christians go back to Iraq, what's the situation in the country now?
Well, it's not good. I think you're familiar with what happened with ISIS in the Mosul area. They took over the remaining Christian villages in 2014. Our folks were given 24 hours either to convert or to flee. Thank God they were given those 24 hours. The ones that didn't, you know, there was crucifixions, beheadings. Our women were enslaved, raped. I mean, the stories are horrific. This was a true genocide committed mainly against the Christian and even more so against the Yazidi communities, the minorities.
They wouldn't be brought to ISIS-controlled territory, right? If they were to be brought to Iraq, it would be...
It would be Baghdad. But if you look at even the U.S. government State Department reports about travel warnings to Iraq, I mean, just 2 weeks ago, one of the most prominent Shiite leaders from Baghdad, who was part of the Iraqi government, put out a statement that saying that all Christians are infidels, they should leave the country, all their possessions should be taken from them. They've recently passed laws in the Iraqi parliament that are counter to anything that has any to do with everything but religion. So if you are not Muslim, you're definitely discriminated against, and you're at a great disadvantage in that country.
Okay, so are there Chaldeans that live in Baghdad now?
Well, before the U.S. invaded in 2003, there was about 500,000. There's likely about 50,000 to 75,000 that remain.
Martin Manna with us, president of the Chaldean Community Foundation. So it's a two-week halt right now. And what's going to happen? Well, first of all, where are they now? Are they still being detained, all these nationals?
Yes, they all are detained, mainly in Youngstown, Ohio. Some have been moved in preparation of deportation to places like Louisiana and also Arizona.
Okay. And so are their families able to see them, or what's happening there?
Well, that was one of the reasons the judge, I believe, gave the stay. I mean, it's been difficult for each of them to get counsel and, you know, to really have fair and due process because of the fact that they've been moved and are continuously moved to other places. So It's not easy to communicate with them. Family are having difficulties even visiting them, as are attorneys from this area.
Martin Manna here with the Chaldean Community Foundation here on WILS. One of the Detroit papers said that one of those detained and being held now is known as the godfather of the Chaldean Mafia, this guy named Louis Akraoui. What do you know about him?
Well, Louis was, you know, a lot of these guys had crimes that took place in the 1980s, and like other communities, unfortunately, throughout the country, there was rapid crimes involving drugs and other things. So we talked about that. I mean, just the other day, I provided six or seven examples of some of the people that are detained for an unregistered handgun. One had check fraud. I mean, the other person really had never even had a small amount of marijuana. So the papers will glorify people like Louis, but the vast majority of people aren't a threat to national security. They're not murderers. They're not rapists. They're not running around wreaking havoc. They have to check in at least annually with ICE, and they have been for 20, 30 years in some of these cases, or sometimes even every month. So these were easy people to pick up.
So when you look at a guy like Louis, though, and he actually spent, what, several decades in prison for a botched gangland-style shooting. Should he be deported, someone like him?
Well, the thing goes back to, you know, which laws are we going to follow? We're following all laws. There's laws against people like even Louis being deported. And the reason being is these guys served their time. They did. Unfortunately, they committed a crime, but they served their time. You know, this is like double jeopardy, cruel and unusual punishment. I mean, what else should they have to do?
Mm-hmm. When you hear that most Americans support the deportation of those that are here that are not American citizens that have committed crimes, what do you think of that? And it's a big majority, in fact.
Well, I think a lot of this has to do with education, too. These aren't undocumented. These people didn't come here illegally. And it's not like you're sending Canadians back to Canada. I mean, the Chaldeans at this point really have no homeland. And we did play a role in what happened in Iraq. I mean, the U.S. invaded in 2003. Many of the Chaldeans or the Christians there worked directly for the U.S. Army. They were translators. They've had a long history, so we were viewed as allies of the West, immediately targeted, many people kidnapped. And so since the U.S. invasion, our community has really been decimated in that country because of what's happened there. So the U.S. does bear some responsibility here.
The local lawmakers there you have, federal and state, are they any help to you right now?
Well, if you realize we've had of the 110 legislators, even in the state of Michigan, about 88 of them signed on to a letter saying that they vehemently oppose deporting Chaldeans back to Iraq. Members of Congress, numerous, have lent support. We're trying to get the ear of the administration and Homeland Security. There has been precedents where they've issued a stay of removal until country conditions improve. If things get better in Iraq and the government can protect its people and there's no more radical elements, then that means country conditions have improved and then these people should be deported.
Are you able to have any contact with the Trump administration yourself?
We have had numerous conversations with members of the administration.
Okay. And what are they telling you?
Well, nothing yet. That's the thing. You know, the president, as does the Homeland Security Director, have the authority to issue a stay of removal. It doesn't mean they're not going to be deported, but a stay would just provide temporary relief until country conditions improve.
Okay, but will that ever really happen, country conditions improving?
I don't know. I mean, I could tell you that it hasn't improved since 2003. That's why many of our community members are in this situation. We still have nearly 1 million people displaced trying to find a homeland because they've had to leave that country.
Yeah, Martin Manna, he's the president of the Chaldean Community Foundation right here on 1320 WILS. Martin, thank you very much.
God bless you. Thanks for having me on, sir.